It's Lynn from the Rock Station Z93 on the phone. I've got Johnny Hawkins from Nothing More. So excited to be talking with you. Today is a big day. The new album, The Stories We Tell Ourselves, comes out. How are you celebrating?
We're partying like senior citizens today. We have a longstanding tradition of going to Cracker Barrel when any big events occur with our band. So we'll go eat a good southern meal and play that little game on the tables with the triangles, the little peg sticks. I don't even know what it's called. We're ragers, you know? Go to Cracker Barrel and live it up.
That's awesome. Same thing. And everybody's like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, well, I'm going to go to work and I'm excited to take a nap. This is the sophomore album for the band. What was the recording process or even your nerves like going in? You know, when you first started, the self-titled album came out 2014. Basically, it's kind of like you were babies in the music scene. Now going in to do your second album, what would you say the big difference was? Did you have more of a confidence going into this?
Yeah, I'd say there was more of a confidence underlying the whole process. But surprisingly, this one was probably the most difficult one to make in my past experiences. And I think it's, you know, in some ways it was easier, like all the experience we've accumulated as far as like technical knowledge and knowing how to record what we want to hear. All those things are way easier than they've ever been. But as far as the actual songs and the content and the meaning behind the songs, that was a little bit harder, mainly just because of personal stuff that was going on. And I was, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff that was fighting against my motivation to even want to work on music at all and be focused. And also the pressures, you know, when you have a follow-up after, you know, your first debut to the world, there's a lot of expectations. So there was a lot of mental challenges to navigate, but we definitely got to the other side on this one, and I'm feeling really good about it.
That's awesome. It's almost like your curse at that time becomes a blessing for everyone else, because nothing is more amazing to experience than somebody giving their truth. And I think that speaks with almost every single song that you guys have. And on the new album, The Stories We Tell Ourselves, which was just released today, you guys have 18 tracks. That is a ton of music. It seems like albums are being released and there's like 6, 7, 8 tracks on there. But you guys, you brought it home. You basically have a double album with this.
Yeah, it's a thick one. So, I mean, we're a band that spends a little bit more time on our records. You know, this one took us a little over a year, so we make sure that when we put it out, it's going to have some meat for everyone.
The first single from the new album, Go to War, going to be featured, it has been featured on Planet of the Apes, but it releases on DVD coming up in October. So I'm excited for you guys, you know, a different audience. It's cool just to say that your music is part of a movie, I bet.
Yeah, that was one of the most surreal things we've had happen in a while, because we've never really had a big movie placement before. So that was a first. And it was also cool because my second dream outside of being a, you know, musician / rock star or whatever was to direct movies one day. So that was kind of cool to have my first little foot in the door, even though it was through music.
Do you think that you're going to be able to be more hands-on as times go with directing your own music videos then? Have you really been a big part of that?
Yeah, I've always been a part of each one that we've made. I've mainly just been a part in as a supplemental role. I mean, I've always been a big part of the concept creation for each video, but with each one, we've had a different team of people and a different director. And so with most of them, I would just find the weak point and just try to fill in the gaps to make the whole thing come across better. So for example, on one of them, I did editing. On one, I, you know, did some color treatment. On another one, was much more part of the process. Or actually on Jenny, that music video, since we didn't have to perform in it and it was a concept video, I actually got to direct and edit that whole thing. So that was my first experience of getting hands-on with it. But sometimes it's a little difficult because we're so busy with a million other things that I almost have to hire a director just so I don't stress myself out.
Yeah, you don't want to stretch yourself too thin. You guys definitely are. You're very busy. You're always interacting with your fans, posting videos, doing Q&As, and it's cool to see you guys connect with your fans on that level. And I know that the tour just kicked off. You've got a lot of stuff ahead of you, the promotion of this brand new album that's out now. And, of course, you've got Michigan dates. Tomorrow, you'll be at the intersection in Grand Rapids and making your way back September 29th, downtown Detroit at St. Andrews Hall. So if you guys are just tuning in, I'm on the phone with John Johnny Hawkins of Nothing More. The brand new album, The Stories We Tell Ourselves, drops today. And make sure you go grab the tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Have to ask, what are you doing to keep that that hot bod of yours in shape while you're out on the road? Usually it's junk food and booze.
Oh, man. I'm, it takes a lot of intention and planning. On the road, it's very difficult to stay healthy. But I think with our style of show and the amount of energy that I expect of myself and from the guys when we play a show, the only way to do it is to just stay on top of it and stay healthy. So just try to eat clean as much as possible and, eat at a really timed out period. So I don't, try not to miss meals. And then on off days, I'll try to get rest when I can, but also find a gym in the area and, just kind of put in my time. But, the gym is really a place where I found a lot of serenity, especially on this record when we were making it, because the last record, the self-titled one, I pretty much drove myself crazy because I was in a headspace for so long. I'd do 10 to 12 hour days behind a computer just recording and editing and everything, and I would just get so anxious and go through these depressive waves, and it's because I was just in my head too much. So on this record, I made a deal with myself that at 5 o'clock every day I would shut it off and go to the gym for an hour, and that became kind of my temple and my escape.
You are very quick to share your struggles with everyone, and I think that's a huge deal. I guess my last question for you, and not to make it too heavy, but because due to the music and the lyrics, the content, do you feel like sometimes you've opened yourself up for fans to approach you and bring you down with their stories, and then as much as you want to share and have them reflect off of each other, it's kind of like, do you feel like maybe sometimes you find yourself going, I just can't handle the heavy of all of this stuff that people want to talk with me about?
That's a really interesting question. I think I wouldn't say that I've ever felt drugged down by it. If anything, I've always looked at it as a positive thing. If somebody is sharing something really intense about their life or really meaningful, whether it's good or bad, I look at either one as a good thing, because it means that our music in some way is there for them in that moment. And music did that for me through a lot of my struggles. So I never really view that as a bad thing. But at the same time, though, there is a bit of a, I don't know how to describe it, but kind of an emotional wall that sometimes internally will kind of go up when I just get overloaded with a certain amount of sensory information or people's emotions. Because, if I was just open to all of it all the time, I think I'd be like a lost thing at sea, just get blown around, so there's a little bit of a balance there about what you let in and what you don't let in.
I've always wondered that, because everything is it's so deep, and it's so true, and it's so weird, because as a fan of the band and also just working in the music industry and seeing things, you guys will put up quotes and lyrics from certain songs, and it'll be like, wow, I really needed to read that. That's so awesome. Or I really needed to hear that. So I appreciate what you guys do. I think it's awesome. And if you guys haven't yet, make sure you check out Nothing More. Today is the release of their sophomore album, The Stories We Tell Ourselves, 18 tracks. Johnny, thank you so much for opening up your heart and your soul and sharing your talent with all of us. And I can't wait to see you guys in Detroit at St. Andrews.
Hey, thank you. We really appreciate the support. It means a lot. I need to go into Walmart here and grab some supplies soon. I'm running low on the road here.
That's my jam right there. Give me a Walmart. I'm good to go.
Exactly.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.